The door slammed shut behind her, and she jumped at the sound of it, like a judge's gavel, while her gaze fell upon the man she had come here to confront. He was already standing in the center of the cell, as if he had known it was she outside the door. She, who had once adored him, trusted him, desired him. He wore the same fashionable clothing from a few short hours ago, when he was arrested in the palace courtyard and dragged away for high treason and attempted murder. For he had tried to kill her beloved brother, the king. Her heart squeezed like a wrathful fist in her chest, and for a moment she couldn't breathe. "You seem surprised to see me," Rose said, lifting her chin and resisting any urge to rush forward into his arms and beg to hear that he was safe and unharmed, for his welfare did not matter. She should not care about that. He deserved to rot down here with the rest of the rats, and she hoped he would. "Yes," he replied, "and no, because all I've done since they dragged me here was pray you would come to me. I could think of nothing else." Rose scoffed. "There it is again, the flattery and seduction. Did you imagine I would learn of your peril and try to rescue you? Did you think I would drop to my brother's feet and beg him to set you free because I had fallen in love with you, even after what you did to my family and how you used me?" He stepped forward, but she held up a hand. "Stay where you are, sir. I know everything. My brother told me of your plot to replace him on the throne. I know how you came to the palace to win the queen's affections. I know that your father has been planning your marriage to her since the day you were born, so that you would one day rule this country at her side. You have been deceiving us all, and for that reason I came here to tell you that anything I felt for you in the past is annihilated. Nothing I said remains true any longer, for I was misled, and I certainly have no intention of helping you escape your sentence, whatever it may be." He shook his head in disbelief. "You're lying. If you felt nothing for me, why did you come here? If I did not matter to you, you would simply watch my head roll." Her fury erupted again, for he was not wrong. She was not indifferent, but damn him for recognizing it. Damn him for pointing it out. The chill of the prison cell seeped into her bones, and she rubbed at her arms. "I will never forgive you," she said. He stared at her. "Yes, you will, Rose, because you know I am innocent." She felt nauseous suddenly. A part of her wanted to weep at the loss of him. Another part of her wanted to strike him and shake him senseless until he confessed that he had treated her wrongly and that he was sorry, that he regretted all the lies and betrayals, and that this was all just a bad dream. "I know no such thing," she replied nevertheless. "My brother was poisoned with arsenic, just like my father, who is now dead. You of all people know how much I loved my father, yet you, as a devout royalist, were behind the plot to kill him."